Today, we are lucky to have the Media and Communications Relations Manager of Victoria International Container Terminal, Claire Jordan Wylands. Hi, Claire.
Hello. How are you going, Cybel?
I'm good. Thank you for granting us this interview.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so let's proceed. I just have a few questions to ask. Hutchison Port Holdings is Australia's third stevedore when it started operations at Brisbane. And it was expected that it will win the Melbourne bid, but it was awarded to ICTSI. What are the competitive strengths of ICTSI that made it won the tender to operate WebDock until 2040?
Oh, I think that ICTSI are a world-renowned company. They've been around for a fair amount of time now, since the 1980s, I believe. So they've got a long-standing global reputation, which they've got 30 container terminals across six continents, and I think 20 countries from memory. I hope I've got that right. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing this for a long time now, and they focus only on container terminals. They don't usually get involved with logistics outside of moving containers onto and off ships. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just the very high standards that they brought to the bid for WebDock. And the opportunities that they presented with, they were very eager to make this a flagship terminal for their company. And Australia was a country that Enrique Razon, the owner of ICTSI, had for a long time been very keen to get involved with. Mm-hmm. And they've really focused on leading edge automation for Victoria International Container Terminal. So I think that would have come across in the bid process and would have been a major reason why that company won the bid in 2014.
So recently, VICT signed a syndicated loan facility worth $398 million, which would support the ongoing construction and development of the terminal project. Can you tell us what has been completed already from the proposed design and the targeted date of its full development?
Yes, so VICT has been designed to be constructed in two phases for operations. Phase one we have pretty much completed. We took a delivery of three ship-to-shore automated cranes, which arrived back in July this year, which was a major part of our phase one finalising. We have got two further ship-to-shore cranes coming in October, November this year, they are part of phase two. So we're pretty much finished phase one and ready to start operating before the 31st of December this year. And for phase two, we're actually 9 months ahead of schedule and under budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And sort of almost unheard of because it's such a big project, sort of mm-hmm. $500 million investment all up. And that will be ready to go in March next year for phase two, but we'll just make sure that all the testing and commissioning of equipment and processes is all in place before we officially start operating with our phase two stage complete.
So it has been in the news that Port of Melbourne Corporation is rejecting the plan of VICT to bring larger container ships. What are the developments in this issue, and will the company still push with the plan?
Yes, look, our CEO has been on record with mm-hmm. our concerns that we should be planning for large ships now rather than wait.
Mm-hmm.
The idea hasn't been rejected, and it is possible, I guess, that the port sale process has held things up. Well, VICT are looking forward to renewing the discussions with the new owners once the port privatisation lease has been settled, and I understand that's very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But look, at some point in the future, Melbourne is going to have to embrace the bigger ships. It's where the shipping industry is going. So it's inevitable. And when that happens, VICT will look forward to being part of that and keeping Melbourne as Australia's premier port.
Okay, so ICTSI is a Filipino-owned company which expanded its business to countries such as Australia. And from here, we see interactions of two different cultures. I'm interested to know, Claire, how is it like working with Filipino-owned business? What are their leadership styles that stand out?
Look, from my perspective, it's an absolute joy working with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family company, and at VICT, we really get that from our parent company. We're a subsidiary, but we really feel part of the global family, ICTSI. We've been embraced and encouraged to feel that way, which empowers us. There's very much a flat hierarchy system. So again, people are listened to. We pride ourselves in having ideas, and we have senior management that encourage us to talk up about that and always embrace the ideas that we have. I have to say that having visited Manila earlier this year to meet the PR and media and comms team over there, I sort of always knew.
How is it?
It was confirmed for me just how hospitable Filipino people are. Just so friendly, and I think we have a lot to learn about their the way they handle customer service, which is absolutely excellent. And I think that here in Australia, there's a lot of positive experiences and learnings we can take from the Philippines in that regard. So, yeah, look, we certainly feel part of a big family here, and it's a really lovely place to work.
So let's proceed with the workforce, Claire. Will there be a lot of employment opportunities in the company as it commences?
Look, absolutely. We pride ourselves on the opportunities that working at VICT will present. One amazing thing that the automation and the design of VICT has led us to are really redefining roles that were very traditionally male-dominated in container terminals. We are opening up with an upskilling in our labour to become more family-friendly in the roles and the shifts that are offered. Traditionally, cranes are operated with usually one or two drivers sitting in the cranes. Here with VICT, the cranes are remotely operated as well as automated, which means that their desk jobs, suddenly manual jobs, have become, I suppose, for want of a better term, more white-collar roles. And that does open up a lot of opportunity to people who would not necessarily have had a look in at working at a container terminal before. So it's very exciting times here at Victoria International Container Terminal, and I think it's really going to change the face of how container terminals operate around the world.
So as my final question and to end this interview, where does VICT envisions itself to be 10 years from now?
So I'm not sure if you're aware, Sybil, but when this container terminal begins operations at the end of this year, we will, for however long or short a period that may be the leading container terminal in the world with its automation and technology. So I guess that part of our culture is really driven by innovation. It's built into who we are. So I suppose that what we would like to do is, even though there'll be technologies that come in other parts of the world that may be taken on, which might sort of advance on where we're at right now, we would hope that we will always move with the times and always embrace innovation and always look for ideas to keep ourselves leading the game in the container terminal and stevedoring industry. That's what I'd like to be able to say in 10 years' time. We're still the leading, most automated container terminal in the world. So let's see how we go.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.